Hey, welcome back. We're here with Megan Henry, the education writer for the Columbus Dispatch. Megan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Chris. How are you?
Great. Hey, I like the story you recently wrote. I have a couple of kids in special needs, and this kind of hits home. You talked to a bunch of parents here in the Central Ohio area, where sometimes Central Ohio has these schools specifically designed for certain types of special ed kids or autism or whatever the case might be. And you might not have that in other areas of the state. So the parents make these choices to travel a long way to get to school. What did you find out in this article?
Yeah, Chris. So kind of like what you were saying, Central Ohio is home to a lot of these specialty schools, such as Bridgeway Academy and Marborn Academy. Those are the two of the schools that I highlighted. But those are just some of the schools. But basically, families from all over Ohio travel to these schools to send their students. So I talked to two different families, one at Bridgeway and one at Marborn. And Bridgeway Academy, they serve students with autism and other developmental disabilities, and they're on the east side. So I talked to this family of this 17-year-old student who lives in Mansfield, and she is driven to school every day by her grandma. And so they leave Mansfield at 7 a.m. To get to school in the morning. And then her grandma drives all the way back to Mansfield to, you know, be in the city that day, and then drives back to Columbus in the afternoon to pick up Savannah, her granddaughter, the Bridgeway student, from school, and then drive her back to Mansfield. And she returns home by about 4:30 that afternoon. So in total, her grandma, Cindy, she drives a total of about 270 miles a day, just so Savannah can attend this school, which is quite a commitment. And Savannah, she has epilepsy. And so that is part of why her grandma is the one who drives her to and from school, because her home district in the Mansfield area, they basically were saying like, hey, we can have this bus, but we would have to have a nurse ride with you just in case you have a seizure, essentially. And so at that point, then her family decided that it'd be best for her grandma to be the one to drive her back and forth both ways each day. And so that's what they've been doing. And the school has really, I was talking to Savannah's mom, and she was saying how the school has really helped her, you know, just be able to function better and just do everyday things better. And so even though it is quite the time commitment and, you know, mileage on, you know, a car and a lot of early mornings and late afternoon driving, but it really does seem to benefit this family a whole lot. And this is just, you know, like I said, there's just one family at this school, Bridgeway, that does something like this. But I talked to their spokesperson, and she was saying how at Bridgeway, they enroll students from 10 different counties and 30 different school districts. So this is just one family in particular who is putting in all these miles for their student to attend. But I thought that was just a really incredible dedication for the family in order to ensure that their student has the education that they need for Bridgeway. And then the other family I talked to at Marborn Academy, which is in New Albany, they cater to students who just learn differently due to various things, including dyslexia and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And they tell me that nearly a quarter of their students live outside of Franklin County. And I talked to this family of this student named Ingrid, who's a senior. And her family is originally from the Cincinnati area. And they came to the realization of, man, I wish there was like a Marborn Academy in Cincinnati. But they couldn't quite find a school that was the right fit for her in the area of Cincinnati. And so then they decided to enroll her in Marborn and see how it goes. And then she was a really great fit at the school, and she really enjoyed it. And so then the family decided to buy a second house in New Albany so that the family, Ingrid and her mom are there during the week, and the dad is in Cincinnati area. And then on the weekends, and then they will travel, and they can all be together on the weekends. But it's quite the commitment for that family to end up, you know, kind of uprooting and part their lives with getting this home in New Albany. Again, just showing the dedication to their child's education and what is going to be best for their student.
And I already know the flip side of this because I covered a lot of public school boards, you know, throughout my career. And, you know, people are like, oh, my goodness, why are they driving all this way? Shouldn't they go to their home school? You know, they could provide better. But, you know, the cost and everything, it's difficult, not just for the families, but for some of these home school districts, if it's in an urban place like Cincinnati or a rural place either. I wonder, I know it wasn't part of your story, but can this be addressed in the future? Because I know it's hard because, like, they give an autism scholarship and everything else, but, you know, the cost of special education is high for parents and also school districts, it seems like.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, these schools, they come with a hefty tuition. I can look up the actual numbers, but it sounds like they also give out a lot of scholarships. You mentioned the autism scholarship.
Right.
So it seems like there's, like, a lot of support that goes into making sure these students can be able to afford the tuition. But, I mean, driving all these miles, you know, that adds a lot of gas and maybe more frequent oil changes. I mean, buying a home, that's quite a cost in and of itself. So there's, in addition for these families who have to travel these far distances, there's the tuition, and then there's also the costs associated with getting their student there. So yes, I have the numbers pulled up. So at Marburn Academy, tuition for high school students is a little more than $30,000 a year. And then...
Well, and I liked what you said in the story. You quoted a family saying, hey, it's worth it. If it's going to help our kid, it's worth it. So, you know, that's the important thing from there.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Bridgeway, it's a little more, it's more than $60,000 a year. But again, there's lots of scholarships and aid that these schools have in place for these families. So it doesn't sound, I don't know, I don't have the exact figures, but it doesn't sound like a lot of families actually pay the full tuition because they want to ensure that people can, that money is not a barrier for sending their students to these schools.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is it's important for that money to keep coming because obviously that money comes from somewhere. If it's government, you know, it's taxes somewhere. Well, there's a reason why that cost is so high. And it's important being a parent of two special needs kids myself. You know, it's important to keep continuing to help parents and schools for this. Well, Megan, as always, thank you for your time. We appreciate it. Again, subscribe to the Columbus Dispatch. You can obviously subscribe via print or on the upper right-hand side. 24/7 news coverage of things happening around here in Central Ohio. Click there and you could be an online subscriber for Dispatch. Again, thanks, Megan. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks, Chris.